Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. This is a story about the present war in Eretz Yisrael. And as a preface, as an introduction, we are sure that Hashem will give us a great victory. And in fact, we are so sure that the Gemara tells us, with regard to a story about Chizkiyahu, that a person should even be joyful about the miracle that Hashem will do. Even though we haven't seen the miracle yet of the victory in the battle and the wars that's ongoing now, but we are so sure that Hashem will make a miraculous victory for us, a complete and miraculous victory, that it's appropriate, the Gemara says, with regard to the story of Chizkiyahu, that we should be celebrating before the miracle takes place. And that should be our attitude, and this attitude actually will help that the miraculous and complete victory will come about so much sooner. In this story, however, unfortunately, there was a Jewish soldier in the IDF who was killed very recently. May he rest in peace, Oliver Shalom, and may his blood be avenged, which means that those who killed him should be also killed, which this is a phrase from the Torah. In any case, unfortunately, his father had to travel to the Levaya, to the funeral in Eretz Yisrael. He was on a plane. Now, the soldier who was killed was actually Lubavitcher Chassid. The father, I don't know if he was a Chassid or he was not a Chassid, but in any case, he had never asked anybody before to put on tefillin. And so he was sitting on a plane between two men, and he turned to the gentleman on his right and said, "Would you like to put on tefillin?" The man said, "No, no, thank you." "Okay." He turned to the man on his left, asked him, "You want to put on tefillin?" He said, "No, thank you." So he said, "I'll tell you the truth. Why I'm asking you is not something I usually do, but because of my son, who was killed recently in the war in Israel, and in honor and memory of him, I am asking you to put on tefillin." And so immediately, the one on the right said, "I changed my mind. I'll put on tefillin right now." And just as immediately, the one on the left said the same thing. "I changed my mind too," he said. "I'll also put on tefillin." And they did. Soon, the story got around the plane of what was going on. And every Jewish man on the plane lined up, if he hadn't put on tefillin yet that day, to put on tefillin. Soon there was an announcement from the pilot. The pilot said that he would also put on tefillin, and his co-pilot would also put on tefillin. Taking turns, of course. Someone has to drive the plane. But that they also wanted to put on tefillin in memory of and in honor of this soldier. So we see that this is the spark lying sometimes dormant within every single Jewish person. It may have to be woken up. It may not have to be brought out of hiding. But every Jewish person has this incredible spark of godliness within them, which pushes them to want to do mitzvahs, whether it's putting on tefillin or putting up a mezuzah or lighting Shabbos candles or whatever it is. And so I want to encourage everybody, number one, to have absolute faith in Hashem that He would certainly give us a complete and miraculous victory in order to make Eretz Yisrael and all the entire world safe for Jewish people. And this itself will quicken the geula. May it come immediately. And as the Rambam writes in the halachas of Mochamos, the Torah covers everything. It also includes laws about fighting wars, that the attitude of a Jewish soldier must be complete trust in Hashem and complete dedication to Hashem. And in this way, for sure, we will have victory. May it happen immediately. May the geula happen immediately. And thank you very much for helping with your learning and your davening and your mitzvahs. We are all really called up to participate in this war, some of us with guns, some of us with mitzvahs and learning Torah and tefillah. Please use everything you can to help davening, learning, doing mitzvahs, getting other people to daven, learn and do mitzvahs. And in this way, certainly, the victory will be complete and quick with Hashem's help. And so will the Geula. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.